Welcome to the latest edition of This Week in Milton. I believe we're on episode 14 or 15 now. It's all blowing right past us. I'm Cameron Wilkinson. We've got a good one ahead of us as we have Regional Counselor for Milton's Ward 1, Colin Best, on the line with us. Now, Colin, the first thing I wanted to talk about is this coming Monday, Milton's Council will have a workshop. That is ahead of the 21st, where you will have an official meeting. Now, in that meeting, we'll be discussion about the 2021 budget and the possibility of an up to 5% increase to the town's property tax. Now, do you think it will get that high, or is that the worst case scenario?
No, this is an annual report that we get from staff, basically projecting what the needs are for the town. If we were to accomplish everything in the priorities that they see that they'll be recommending council, we have some challenges, especially this year with the COVID, as well as the growth of the town. It's not as high as expected. So we have to make some adjustments to it. So council will be debating this on Monday at starting at 7 p.m., which anyone can watch live at milton.ca. And then it'll be recommended back to staff, and they'll come up with projections later in November, early December, where council will work out, you know, where the priorities is not so much what the percentage increase is, it's where we're spending the money. And that's what the priority, the big decision from council is, what priorities do we have? And there's certainly been some changes this year.
And we'll be following that as the year unfolds. But staying on council, we do have the regional council meeting coming up on Wednesday. Now, that's more the big picture stuff. What can we expect out of Wednesday's meeting?
Yeah, we have a regional council meeting starts at 9:30 on Wednesday morning. And we'll be dealing with a number of topics, including the COVID update report from staff, the allocation report, finalization, administration, finance, and also requests from the City of Burlington about setting up a small business fund for small businesses in the region. So it's going to be an interesting debate on, you know, where do we go, and also asking the province for some assistance, because I know a lot of businesses are hurting these days.
I'm joined by Regional Councillor Colin Best as we talk for This Week in Milton. Colin, we wanted to end this interview by touching on some local events, and it was announced this week that the Milton Farmers Market is moving to the fairgrounds on the 19th. I know you, it's in your ward, you're at every single farmers market. What are your thoughts on this move to the fairgrounds?
Yeah, it's been a great season. Actually, we've had some record crowds at the Country Heritage Park, and we appreciate all the work that the staff and volunteers have done, both with the Chamber and the Country Heritage Park. And we're looking at moving to the fairgrounds starting September 19th and running for Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 12 noon at the fairgrounds on the infield, with parking on the west side. For anyone who's not familiar with the fairgrounds, the best way to get there is take Brawny Street to Robert, and then Robert into the fairgrounds, and you might see myself and Councillor Tessa Dirksen there.
And we do have a bit of time left, Colin. I know you wanted to touch on the Milton Cruising Classics. You mentioned prior to going live here that it could be delayed due to weather?
Yeah, depending on the rain, it may go this weekend or not. I was talking to Bill Monell, the organizer, who, along with the Optimist and Rotary Club, have been putting it together with the cruisers. They're starting off at the Cineplex Theater on Woodward Avenue and Maple, heading along Woodward, down Martin Street, along Main Street, and then along Scott Boulevard to end up at the Milton Sports Center. So far, they have 55 classic cars. Hopefully, it won't rain on Saturday or Sunday. If it's not, if it does, we'll be rescheduling to next Sunday, the September 20th, starting at 1 o'clock. It should take about an hour to go through town. So please keep your distance and enjoy the parade.
Awesome. Thank you so much for doing this, Colin.
Okay. Take care. Have a good day, Cameron. Bye.
Yeah, thanks, Colin. You too. That was Regional Counselor for Ward 1, Colin Best, for the latest edition of This Week in Milton. If you're tuning in just now, guess what? You can still catch the full interview at miltonnow.ca. We'll make sure to have it all up there within the hour. Tune in next week as we'll have Ward 1 Town Counselor Christina Tester Dirksen. It's always fun talking to her. She's a great person. I'm Cameron Wilkinson, and this was This Week in Milton.